Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. And Merry Christmas, everybody. Happy holidays. Happy Hanukkah's gone. It was a couple of weeks ago. Whatever makes you happy today, ladies and gentlemen, happy that. I'm a Scrooge, and I admit it. I just am. If you get my newspaper column, or you subscribe to my newsletter, you're going to find out why this weekend when you read my column or when you subscribe. And by the way, if you want to find out and you're not a subscriber, all you got to do is go to smallbusinessadvocate.com and subscribe to the newsletter. It's free. You'll get it for free. Anyway, I'm a Scrooge and I admit it, but I'm trying really hard to get into the season here. I'm trying to get into the spirit of things. So I need you to work with me a little bit. Somebody that I know I can always count on to work with me is William S. Hubbard. Bill Hubbard, our good friend, longtime member of our Brain Trust, the author of The New Battle Over Workplace Privacy and The Medical Privacy Rule. He's our human resources expert, and he's here right now. Bill, welcome back to the show.
And improving performance results, one other one on the list.
Oh, yeah, that's the other one. Say that one again.
Always improving performance results.
All right.
Always glad to be here, and I'm thinking of one other day, or one other reason to be happy is, isn't this the day, or after today, the days start getting a little bit longer.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I guess this is the shortest day. Is it today or tomorrow the shortest day of the year? It's the winter solstice. But anyway, I'm with you. I like the longer days. I don't like when the days get shorter. I like it when they get longer. But anyway, Merry Christmas, Bill.
Well, thank you. Merry Christmas. Happy holidays to you.
Yeah, but now the government has decided in their infinite wisdom that you and I need a little more complication in our lives, and just in case we didn't, just so we didn't get too excited and worked up and too giddy, you know, all the way up through the December 25th, Christmas Day, they got a little surprise for us, don't they?
Well, yes, they do. Come December 26th, we're supposed to be using a new employment eligibility form, the I-9 form, that is to be completed by new hires upon being hired by your firm.
Why December 26th, Bill? Why not the first of the year? Why not January 1? I mean, what is this? What kind of a dumb date is that?
Well, I'm not sure I can fully account for it. Other than
do you agree with me?
I understand. Yes, I guess I would. Regulation was.
I mean, nothing is official December 26th. I bet in the history of mankind, nobody's ever made a change on that day.
Well, the first time for everything, I guess.
Okay.
The issue was.
But you don't do this. You just report it, right?
For this particular process, this is one of these things where you complete a government form and you keep it in your file in case they come and look for it. You don't have to send it in.
This is the one where you have to say, are you a U.S. citizen? Show me your identification.
Or are you legally authorized to work in the United States?
Exactly. Are you legally authorized? That's the other part. Yeah. And, you know, I told you once I had a job, I got a job many years ago, and a guy hired me who knew me, and he actually made me go through all that.
Well, he asked you to comply with the law.
I said, are you nuts? It's me.
When you hire your children.
That was way back when the I-9 forms first came out. When you hire your children, you have to ask them these questions, don't you?
Yes, you do.
But I'm having a little fun here, folks, but it's the I-9 form is a serious business, isn't it? Isn't it, Bill?
Well, it is, and it has. And one of the reasons there's been some more recent hullabaloo in relation to it is some of the current issues relating to immigration, and going back from that, some of the issues that arose out of the 9/11 elements of individuals coming into the country that really should not have been here.
So we should have asked those guys more questions, shouldn't we?
Well,
and we should have paid more attention to the answers.
That's true. That's true. And this is why this whole element is coming into much more closer scrutiny, and the government has called upon the employers to play a role in the process, and this is a procedure that's been defined.
Well, I think you need to say they're requiring employers, which employers should be glad to do, but I think called upon, not to pick at your words, Bill, but called upon is a little bit too much light language, because if we don't do what we're supposed to do here with regard to the I-9, including the new one, which starts December 26th, folks, you could be in jeopardy. You could be in subject to a fine.
There can be fines that can be implemented, and there have been some criminal convictions also.
Whoa.
Related to knowing deliberate disregard for the requirements of this law and deliberate.
Yeah, I knew I was supposed to do it. I just didn't do it. You're under arrest, sir. You have a right to remain silent.
That's not how we expect to run our business.
Right. That's not what I want to hear in my office, right?
That's true. But it's when we're dealing with some of the issues here that these are the regulations that have been defined as one way to try to get a handle on individuals who are coming into the country and or want to come into the country and to determine and define who's eligible for employment. And this is obviously one of the key areas that has been defined. So it's a responsibility that the government has said, okay, Mr. Employer, this is something you have to do.
Mm-hmm.
And if you don't do it properly and correctly and document things and make a reasonable effort at it, we can hold you accountable if we feel that there's a pattern or practice of deliberate disobedience of the law. And there are some industries where there is such an excessive use of immigrant individuals that there has been some abuse. And that's primarily the ones that have been targeted for
right.
criminal activity.
Right.
But in the meantime, for all of the rest of us, the regulation has been defined, and it's a responsibility that we have, and it's a thing that we need to do, and it's just make it part of your new hire process, make sure that you have the newer form that is available, and you can get the form from uscis.gov.
Say that again slower.
uscis.gov.
USCIS, that's three times, folks. Okay, here's four. USCIS.gov. Can you download? You can download it, can't you?
You can download it.
No reason not to be in compliance after the 26th. Now, Bill, okay, I'll tell you, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, I want to make sure Bill explains to us a little bit more about how this works. And guys, ladies, if somebody else is doing your hiring, if they don't do it right, the authorities could still walk in your office and say you have the right to remain silent. Stand by, 20 after. We're going to be right back. I'm Jim Blassingame. Bill Hubbard is our guest.
That's right. Do it no matter what the people say.
Hi, Jim. This is Jack Mitchell, author of Hug Your Customers and Hug Your People. Jim, congratulations. You are simply a world-class Hall of Fame hugger. Best to you, your family, and all of your listeners.
And you will know about what
Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me today. Thanks for hanging around with me. My pleasure, as always. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, as you know, as you heard me say earlier. And also, that's where you can get the show and find the archives, thousands of archives and thousands of articles, lots and lots of stuff that you can use there. And the newsletter's there. You can subscribe there. Also, the blog is there. And also, don't forget to check out our knowledge base, askjim.biz, where you can get small business answers now. Bill Hubbard is our guest, William S. Hubbard. Bill, we're talking about this I-9 form that's coming into being, the new I-9 form, which is going to be something we're going to have to take care of after the day after Christmas, the 26th of December, and you can get it for free from the government. And so, folks, I encourage you to do that. But, Bill, you actually have a package that includes not only the I-9 form, but a lot of other compliance forms and instructions that a small business human resources division or department or person could use. Tell us about it.
Well, I've put together on a CD a list of and samples of 35 different personnel forms, everything from employment applications to updated it with the new I-9, with and performance appraisals, attendance reports, disciplinary reports, separation letters, job offer letters, any type of correspondence or communication or documentation, referral for physicals, referral for drug screens, that you need to effectively manage employees, and it's on the CD that you can receive a copy of the CD, put it in the computer, and download and print all of the personnel forms that you need for $99.95.
Mm-hmm.
So it's you can get the I-9 form for free at the USCIS.gov, or you can get that form with about 34 others on my CD, and you've got everything that you need to run your personnel department and hire your employees. And that's available at personnelpolicywriter.com, which is my retail website.
Personnelpolicywriter.com.
Personnelpolicywriter.com.
Right.
And if you want to go directly to my site, it's hubbart.com, H-U-B-B-A-R-T-T.com, and you can communicate with me there. That's my consulting website for human resources consulting. With the retail activity, I set that up on a completely different site so that I can just sell products there.
Right. All right. That's it. That's good. Folks, check that out. Now, that's the new form, the new I-9 form, and a whole bunch of other stuff. Can they see when they go to personnelpolicywriter.com, can they see all the different forms? Will it list all the different forms they're going to get?
It will list the forms. I do not have visual samples.
No, but they can actually see what they've got. And also, is there any instruction on how to use each one of these?
Yeah, the form comes with its instructions.
So the form and the instructions on how to use each one of them. Okay,
yeah.
Good.
Yeah.
And that's personnelpolicywriter.com.
Yes.
You got any goodies for my folks if they show up at your site?
Oh, mention the program and I'll think of something.
Throw in some. My people got to have a little extra, Bill.
Yes, they do.
Yeah, we work hard for my folks, so I know you'll take care of them, though, right, Bill?
Yes, I will.
Bill will take care of you, folks, so go to personnelpolicywriter.com and check out the forms and see if it's something you want. And if you decide to, be sure to tell him where you heard it from, and he'll fix you up. He'll take care of you. Okay, Bill, so, what I was saying before we went to the break is that if you got somebody else doing your hiring and they don't do the I-9 thing, or maybe some other things, you know, you're still going to be responsible.
Yes, you
aren't
are.
You?
Yes, you
if
are.
You, if you own the company... I mean, they're just your agent. You're ultimately the fiduciary for all this, aren't you?
Yes, you are. If you're when you're the employer and you're hiring or you're retaining somebody else to bring on employees for you, there still is an obligation to make sure that the proper procedures are being followed and that the employees and their employment relationship is in compliance with the law. So you could very likely, if you had a pattern or practice of looking the other way for a situation, you could still have immigration agents come into your facility
right. And
ask to see documentation and direct and take employees off the premises that are not properly documented.
Right.
So these are elements that still have occurred and still can occur. And in some businesses where there is a significant number of immigrant employees, this could have a massive effect to your ability to provide products or services to your customer. And when they come in and there's an issue that they're investigating, it could have a massive effect to your ability to serve your customers.
Right. No, absolutely. I mean, this is really important stuff, folks. And maybe the reason they did it on the 26th, Bill, was so by the time people did it and got used to using it and the new year rolled around, they actually could be fully functioning by January 1st. So maybe there was just a little bit of method to their madness. Well,
we could suggest that it affected November 26th with 30-day implementation.
There you go. Give us the website again, Bill.
Personnelpolicywriter.com and Hubbart.com.
With two B's and two T's. Hey, Bill, Merry Christmas and Happy New Year.
Thank you, and best to you and all the listeners.
We'll see you in January. We got our anniversary to celebrate.
That's right.
All right, buddy, I'll see you. Quick break, right back, 29 after. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.